Hysteria over Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s promise to make vaccines safer. By Rebecca Barnett at brownstone.org. The Southern Hemisphere woke this morning to the news that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been confirmed as Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Within hours, my newsfeed was populated with angsty articles hand-wringing about the future of vaccines under Kennedy, whom legacy media and the establishment are certain would confiscate life-saving vaccine programs, raising the specter of mass waves of illness and death. In particular, this quote from Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, the only Republican who voted against Kennedy's confirmation, appeared over and over again. "I'm a survivor of childhood polio. In my lifetime, I've watched vaccines save millions of lives from devastating diseases across America and around the world. I will not condone the relitigation of proven cures, and neither will millions of Americans who credit their survival and quality of life to scientific miracles." Yet, I could not find one piece of mainstream coverage of this quote that mentioned the astonishing fact that 98% of polio cases in 2023, the most recent year for which we have full data, were caused by the polio vaccine. You read that correctly. In 2023, 12 wild polio cases were recorded, 6 in Afghanistan, 6 in Pakistan, with a further 524 circulating vaccine-derived cases, mostly throughout Africa. This trend is in keeping with data from the previous several years. An important contextualizing detail, wouldn't you think? Source: Katie Couric on Instagram. The cause of this polio resurgence is that the world's poor are given the oral polio vaccine, OPV, which contains a weakened virus that can replicate in the gut and spread in feces, causing vaccine-derived outbreaks. People in rich countries get the inactivated polio vaccine, IPV, which does not contain live virus and therefore does not carry the risk of spreading the very disease it's vaccinating against. The World Health Organization, WHO, and vaccine-promoting organizations say that the way out of the problem is to vaccinate harder, as the argument goes that outbreaks only occur in under-vaccinated communities. This may be well and good, but the total omission of the fact from media coverage that the goalposts have shifted from eradicating wild polio, not yet complete but nearly there, according to the WHO, to eradicating vaccine-derived polio, the main problem these days, underscores that this is why hardly anyone who knows anything trusts the media anymore. A member of my extended family has polio. It's nasty and life-altering, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. That's why I would hope that any vaccines given would be safe. Contracting polio from the supposedly preventative vaccine is the worst-case scenario, second only to death. This is Kennedy's expressly stated aim. When people actually hear what I think about vaccines, which is common sense, which is vaccines should be tested, they should be safe, everyone should have informed consent, he said at his confirmation press conference. People are reacting because they hear things about me that aren't true, characterizations of things I have said that are simply not true. When they hear what I have to say, actually, about vaccines, everybody supports it. Grown-ups who support vaccines can walk and chew gum. From the point of view of the public health establishment, the polio vaccine has prevented millions of cases and has nearly eradicated the disease. At the same time, the world's poorest are afflicted with polio outbreaks which we can work to prevent, and the safety of all polio vaccine products on the market should be subject to the rigorous standards applied to all other medicines. Unless you think that poor people don't matter, in which case the status quo might suit you fine. Republished from the author's Substack.